This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, and then there were two, and that's exactly what Nikki Haley has wanted since day one in this. So the question is going to be, is she going to be able to capitalize on that? Can it be done, or is the momentum there now? And I know that there are a lot of folks out there, and they're wondering about what the next move is going to be, what the next step is going to be, if Donald Trump is going to go through this campaign, given the idea of some of these indictments and the trials that are going on. But I have a feeling, though, that it's being writ large right now about Donald Trump and whether or not the GOP voting base, basically, is more or less united. And I understand it's not fully united, but more or less united on the message and the standard bearer and what I think they want the message really to be about going into 2024 and challenging Joe Biden and or insert generic Democrat name here, right? So the voters are being pretty clear up to this point. DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, suspending his campaign and basing that, I think, primarily on the idea that the voters have been pretty clear, I think, saying as much, saying there's no clear path. Folks, welcome to the Monday edition of the program. Glad to be with you, of course. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And don't forget, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, if you'd like to opine. We've already heard from Uncle Rick. We've also heard from Richard the Marine, and we'd love to hear from you as well as we begin hour number two here of the program. By the way, welcome to everybody listening on KNUS. Welcome to everybody listening on KDON 101.5, the talk of Las Vegas, by the way. And we'll see if some of this rain that we get in Southern California, if it makes its way over to you guys over in Vegas. We'll see about that. But, folks, once again, we have so much to talk about on the program. Welcome to everybody listening on our flagship station, our home station of AM 860, The Answer. And, yes, I was watching the game earlier today. I got to see, by the time I was able to sit down and watch, it was into the second half. So I got to see the third and fourth quarters of the game. It was exciting. It certainly was. And we were pulling for Tampa Bay, and it would even up, and then there would be a score, and it would even up. And unfortunately, within that last little bit of the game, I think Tampa Bay was on its way to marching down the field and really just showing just how pro they truly are. But I'll tell you this, though, that reception, interception, I should say, just obviously changed the game at the very last minute there, basically. And the Detroit Lions will advance. They're one more game away now if they're going to go to the Super Bowl, so we'll see what happens. But Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to say it was a valiant effort was an understatement. And I'm sure next year there's going to be a lot more wins up on the board, but this year it was not to be. But I was pulling for him, and I was there with you in spirit. And although, as I mentioned in hour number one, there's one person in this who's going to be very happy, and I can't blame him for it, right? It's my father-in-law, and he's from Michigan, so he's been a Lions fan since I've known him. And of course, this is a big opportunity now for the Lions, so he's very happy. So in the interest of full disclosure, that's what I need to say. All right, so once again, folks, 949-822-7959, that's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. John Kirby, we'll get to more to Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump, especially when we come back from the break. But just the other day, as we went in close to, I think it was like the Friday program, we had the quote from Joe Biden, or earlier last week, we had the quote from Joe Biden, are the airstrikes working? And, you know, are the air, and Joe Biden says, well, what do you mean? I mean, if they're working? No. Are they going to continue? Yes. In fact, I think we have that here. I think we have this audio. Let's listen to Joe Biden first.
Are the airstrikes in Yemen working?
Well, when you say working, are they stopping the Houthis? No. Are they going to continue? Yes.
Well, when you say working, do you mean are they stopping the Houthis? No. Will they continue? Yes. Riddle me this, Batman. When is an airstrike not an airstrike? Well, when it's not working, I guess. Because typically, if you're the president of the United States and you order the airstrike to stop the Houthis, you expect the airstrikes to stop the Houthis. Now, this is not about the military. This is not about the military not doing its job. The military is doing its job. And they'll do their job all the live long day. All you have to do is ask them to go to tell them go do it and say, this is what we need to have done. And they will salute and they'll say, you got it. Just wait. Just, you know, sit tight while we do our thing. Well, now, of course, I think it was the target packages and so forth. Why try to stop the Houthis a little bit? Why not just stop them, right, and stop their ability to make war? Well, here's what John Kirby had to say when asked about it at the press briefing room. Let's listen to his response.
The president meant yesterday when he was asked by my colleague whether the strikes in Yemen are stopping the Houthis, and the president said no.
I think, you know, if you just look at what happened yesterday, it's pretty self-evident. They continue to have offensive capability, and they continue to be willing to use it. We also have plenty of defensive capability available to us, and we continue to use it as well.
Oh, I mean, I'm sorry. I absolutely have to just sort of take – we just need to take a moment with that, don't you think? We just need to take a moment. Did you hear what he had to say? He said they have offensive capability. What do we have? We have, evidently, we have defensive capability. It seems to me, folks, and I'm not trying to create a larger problem here, but it seems to me that if we have the ability to stop the Houthis, and we do, why aren't the Houthis being stopped? You don't need to have 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, you know, 20 airstrikes against the Houthis. Why don't we just stop them now? Ask me how. Folks, stay right there.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We continue here through hour number two of the program. Don't forget, you can always pick up our live streams simply by going over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. We've got our GCN live streams there. We've got a link to that. We've also got a link to our flagship station, AM860 The Answer, at TheAnswerTampa.com. That's TheAnswerTampa.com. If you'd like to take the program with you wherever you want to go. And I believe they also have an app as well that you can use. So there's all kinds of great ways to hear the program and to take it with you, especially if you are traveling. And we sure appreciate that when you do that. And also we appreciate it when you send us a direct message over at KyleWarrenShow.com. Let us know where you're listening from so we can give you a shout out here on the radio. Before we move forward, I want to make sure that we make a mention of this. The 10-day search to rescue 2 Navy SEALs lost in the Arabian Sea during a mission to board a ship and confiscate Iranian-made weapons has ended, and the sailors are now considered deceased, the U.S. military said on Sunday. In a statement, U.S. Central Command said the search has now been changed to a recovery effort. The names of the SEALs have not been released as family notifications continue. Ships and aircraft from the U.S., Japan, and Spain continuously searched for more than 21,000 square miles, the military said, with assistance from the Fleet Numerical Meteorology and Oceanography Center, the U.S. Coast Guard, and the Atlantic Area Command, University of San Diego, the Scripps Institute of Oceanography, and the Office of Naval Research. So you had a lot of professional people who know this business out there looking for them. Very, very sad, obviously. And 2 Navy SEALs in the performance of their duty appear now to have lost their lives. And it's a very, very sad and solemn thing. So, again, we want to make sure we make mention of it here to let you know, because on this program we honor all of our active military, our veterans, of course, those who literally put their lives on the line. This is an absolute object lesson of that. And our thoughts and prayers go out to their families, to their loved ones, to their friends, and their associates that they worked with. And I'll tell you, these men and women of our military who suit up every day and go out there, you know, similar to law enforcement, similar to first responders, you know, to me, it's always overwhelming to me of such people and their bravery and their commitment and their absolute decision that they make to run into the danger or to answer their country's call, go aboard that ship, you know, do the mission, whatever it might be. And they do it, and they don't look back, and they do it for love of their community, love of their country, obviously, and love of their of the people that they serve. It is just, again, overwhelming to me, and we want to take a moment, offer our condolences for these two Marines who have now evidently lost their lives in the performance of their duty. But once again, folks, 949-822-7959, that's the number to call, of course, if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. Here's something interesting, a CNN poll. This from Newsmax. A new CNN poll conducted from January 16th to 19th finds that supporters of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who dropped out of the 2024 race on Sunday, are more likely to back former President Donald Trump as their second choice than former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. The poll, conducted for CNN by the University of New Hampshire, finds that 62% of likely GOP New Hampshire voters who picked DeSantis as their first choice chose Trump as their second, and the remaining 30% chose Nikki Haley. On Sunday, DeSantis denounced his support of Trump. I signed a pledge, he said on X, to support the Republican nominee. I will honor that pledge. He has my endorsement because we can't go back to the old Republican guard of yesteryear, a repackaged form of warmed-over corporatism that Nikki Haley represents. Now, this is where it's going to get a little, well, can I say dicey? It's because now, obviously, there's going to be the race for who's going to be the nominee. Trump is heavily weighted to win that overall. There's no doubt about that. But there are these different primaries and so forth, right? I think where Democrats or independents can vote. So Nikki Haley is going to try to capitalize on that as much as possible. But what Ron DeSantis pointed out, and again, this is kind of shot across the bow, for lack of a better expression, Ron DeSantis is able or has introduced this once again, that there is a disconnect between Trump supporters and the party as sort of remade in the image of Donald Trump, again, for lack of a better expression, in order for Nikki Haley to gain traction. Overall, and also in terms of some of the money, the donations, and then some of the other support that she seems to be getting from non-Republicans, sort of feeds this notion that Trump and others and those who are going to be carrying the water for Trump, they're going to be able to direct right at Nikki Haley, and we'll see how she's able to navigate that. Depends, right? If she navigates it very well, then it could turn out to be a plus for her in terms of taking those barbs and either directing them back or just absorbing them or having it not have such a big effect. But in this light, in the way that the party is now sort of constituted and oriented towards the nomination of Donald Trump, I think it's going to be a very difficult time for Nikki Haley to do that. But I think that she's not going to drop out tomorrow. She's not going to drop out, I think, after South Carolina, although, you know, nobody expected DeSantis to run out and drop out on Sunday. But Nikki Haley's definitely going to try to maintain as long as she possibly can, because she feels that her message is well, I'm not Donald Trump, and I'm not going to have chaos, and I'm not going to have this and that, and so, you know, therefore, you know, but I can still have some of these similar policies. But the central question is going to be, will she be looked at as a quote-unquote true conservative, or will she have to have these other issues sort of dog her in her campaign? They, I think it was CNN that caught up with Nikki Haley shortly after Ron DeSantis made his announcement. She was out and about shaking hands and so forth there in New Hampshire. Let's listen in.
The former governor, thank you so much. Your reaction?
I mean, I think, look, I have said I think that Ron ran a good race. I know it's personal to get into a race. It's personal to get out of a race. He's been a good governor, and he added a lot to the campaign, and we wish him well.
Okay, when he dropped out, part of what he said was he reminded everybody that he signed a pledge to support the Republican nominee. I'll honor that pledge. He, meaning Donald Trump, has my endorsement because we can't go back to the old Republican guard of yesteryear or repackage form of warmed over corporatism that Nikki Haley represents. That's tough stuff, honestly, out the door.
You know, and it's interesting because there's no proof to that. These fellas say this because they want people to believe it. But what's amazing to me is they think they can lie to the American people and the American people are going to believe it. Prove it. Prove one thing that they've said. Prove the fact that Donald Trump says I want to cut Social Security or raise the age. I've never said that. Prove the fact that Donald Trump says I want to raise gas taxes. I've never said that or done that. Prove that Ron DeSantis says that I'm a corporate whatever he says I am. I've never done that. I was in South Carolina. We fought for the people every day. There's a reason that you don't see the legislature lining up behind me in South Carolina. It's because I fought to get them to vote on the record. I fought to have them do ethics reform. I vetoed half of them.
So there's Nikki Haley. And as I was saying, it depends on how she navigates this, how she tries to turn that back onto Trump and DeSantis. That is going to be really, really key. But overall, the issue with Nikki Haley, as it would be with any candidate, has nothing to do with anything else other than when you have the momentum and there seems to be this sort of groundswell, that's what, in other words, it's kind of like a wave. And if you can surf the wave into primary wins, the nomination, and then into the White House, that's a big deal. It's and typically the one candidate can catch that wave, and it just has to be a confluence of opinions, of events, and how people are feeling. And I think DeSantis summed it up. At least right now, the voters seem to think that it's Donald Trump. Can that change? I suppose. But we shall see. Folks, stay with us. We're coming right back. Bottom of the hour segment is just ahead. 949-822-7950.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. President Biden says the southern border hasn't been secure in 10 years. Biden making the claim Friday while meeting with a group of mayors at the White House, and he was asked about security at the U.S.-Mexico border. Biden says that the United States needs significant policy changes in order to control the border. This as National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd claims cartels, not America, control the border on Fox News.
Look at the amount of drugs that are on our streets today. That clearly shows that the border is not secure. And then look at how the cartels operate. They flood our resources. sources pull our agents out of the field, can create gaps in our coverage, and that's when they cross their higher value products.
The United States is continuing to push Israel and Hamas to agree on a phased plan to end the war, which starts with freeing hostages, but the two sides remain far apart regarding those discussions. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
A battle in the art world.
New York prosecutors say they've returned two more pieces of art to the heirs of a Jewish Holocaust victim. They're fighting in court to recover a third from a Chicago museum. The pieces are among about 80 watercolor and pencil works by Austrian expressionist Egon Schiele, collected in the early 1900s by a Jewish man in Vienna. New York prosecutors say the art was seized by the Nazis and transferred in a shady deal to Swiss galleries. So far, 10 artworks have been returned after seizures, mostly from museums. But the Art Institute of Chicago is contesting the seizure of a Schiele drawing called Russian War Prisoner. The Art Institute argues it owns the piece legally. Keith Peters reporting.
Pitchfork, the most influential music publication of the internet age, is being folded into GQ Magazine Online. So far, at least 12 staff members have been laid off. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster.
We understand. So, you know, we wish them both every happiness. There's no doubt about that. But, of course, he may be considered for vice president, maybe. There is a short list out there somewhere, of course. Well, not out there somewhere, but it's somewhere within the Trump organization, the campaign organization. Certainly there is a short list there. And Donald Trump says, I believe, we will not be, quote, surprised by his decision. But that's going to come sooner than later. And I think you'll start to see Donald Trump begin to act more and more as if he is the de facto nominee, and that maybe begin to number one, say, here's who my running mate's going to be. But then also, who's going to do what? Who do I envision to do this? And back in 2016, of course, he had the list of potential Supreme Court nominees. This is something you'll never get, as far as I can tell, from the Democrats. Right? And by the way, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be on the program this morning. And that is something to be said, right? If the Democrat nominee would say, here's who I'm going to put on the Supreme Court, well, then that would be, you know, you'd have a little bit more vetting going on, wouldn't you? But Donald Trump is not afraid to put that out there, I think, or any other GOP nominee. would be at this point. All right, well, we do have the telephone lines lighting up this morning. Let's head on over to Las Vegas, wonderful Las Vegas, Dan Tanafrank, listening this morning in Las Vegas. Good morning, Dan Tanafrank.
Yeah, Kyle, are you reading me? I'm getting a lot of bleed over from, like, another station or something over the phone. Are we
okay.
clear now?
Okay, try it now. How can you hear me better?
No, a lot better.
Good.
Okay. We're going to take a walk down memory lane. I've been meaning to get this to you while there still is time. I know you have to remember the L.A. Rodney King riots, which is what they were, and the lead, whatever he was, I don't know if he was an illegal alien or what he was, waving the Mexican flag, leading the riots down the street. I was working a graveyard the night after that.
Mm-hmm.
And they were about to start heading down Koreatown. Well, those South Koreans ran to their shop. They got to their shops. They came in a back road or whatever on Koreatown Street. They grabbed their rifles and pistols. They skipped bullets they started to come down Koreatown Street, and they skipped bullets in front of them, and they shot over them, and they went around. Now, since I was doing security on Grave, I called in to the major Midnight Ray Breen's show. I think he's long passed away now, but the big LA 50,000 watt station. And I said, you can't get more American than those Koreans defending their property. And that was pretty, and what made this the phone call so unforgettable for me was LA police and LA sheriffs called in after me and, you know, basically tried to infer that I was the un-American and I was talking crazy. And I was like, what? And I didn't expect that from the police at all. It's a crime to defend your property. And those rioters did not come down the Koreatown Street. And I know, Kyle, you've had to have heard that they're talking about getting the same crap they did from Seattle and everything, the Antifa, the Black Lives Matter. And I'm praying to God. Conservative, libertarian, and real Republicans stand up for their individual and property rights, and you know what I'm inferring. You want a war, you can, a great line from, I forget the movie about the gangs that was real part, hey Antifa, hey Black Lives Matter, come out wherever you are. Over 80 million MAGAs want to play with you. And thanks for your time, Kyle. I'll be in touch.
Hey, thanks, Dan Tanafrank. We'll talk to you again real soon. All right, that's Dan Tanafrank there listening in Las Vegas. Well, you know, I do remember that day very, very well, of course, here in Southern California. One of my most vivid memories, of course, was seeing at that time, and of course there was no internet, really, there was no, there was obviously no social media, but I remember watching on the local news that day, as the helicopter shots were coming in and so forth. I remember seeing Reginald Denny, that was his name, he was a truck driver, and he was pulled from his truck at an intersection in Los Angeles, pulled out of his truck, and he was beaten mercilessly, hit in the head, if I remember correctly, with like a brick or some other, you know, heavy object like that. And Reginald Denny was so terribly injured that day. And of course, the riots went on and eventually subsided. And you know, I hear what Dan Tanafrank is talking about. You know, you get into situations. And, you know, I suppose you have to protect yourself as best you can if you can't get out of harm's way. And getting out of harm's way is one of the number one things you can do. But certainly, we hope we don't see. We did see, of course, during the summer of 2020, very similar kinds of things happening. It was a terrible day in Los Angeles. That was one of my most vivid memories My other, and of course, there's so many things. I remember when Rodney King came out and said, can't we all just get along and so forth. One of my other vivid memories from that, sort of the opposite end of the spectrum, and that was as the after the riots had stopped, basically, and wound down. I remember watching an interview with Edward James Olmos, the famous actor. You remember him, of course, from Miami Vice and various other. He's an amazing dramatic actor, right? But especially on Miami Vice, he played Lieutenant Castillo. But Edward James Olmos said they found him on literally the streets of Los Angeles there back in 91, as I recall. He said, here's what I'm doing. I got a broom. And he actually went out and started sweeping stuff up. He said, it's going to start with me. I'm going to do this. And the opposite ends of the spectrum of what happened in terms of the evil that was done, and then of course then the trying to clean up from the aftermath and start again, because obviously he loves his city. I don't know if that was his residency at the time, but he just sort of made that example. And I always thought Edward James Olmos was a cool guy to begin with, and that even made him even cooler. At that point. But at any rate, folks, we appreciate the call. Let's listen in here briefly to Donald Trump and his reaction to Ron DeSantis dropping out of the race.
Before we begin, I'd like to take time to congratulate Ron DeSantis and, of course, a really terrific person who I've gotten to know, his wife Casey, for having run a great campaign for president. He did. He ran a really good campaign, I will tell you. It's not easy. They think it's easy doing this stuff, right? It's not easy. But as you know, he left the campaign trail today at 3 p.m., and in so doing, he was very gracious, and he endorsed me, so I appreciate it. I appreciate that, and I also look forward to working with Ron and everybody else to defeat crooked Joe Biden. We will have to get him out. We have to get him out. He's put our country at great peril. At great peril. So I just want to thank Ron and congratulate him on doing a very good job. It's a tough situation. It's a tough thing to do.
So there's Donald Trump. And that may be, folks, one of the fastest burying of the hatchet that we've ever seen in American politics, and the tone immediately shifted. He's even retired the Ron DeSanctimonious name, but very, very quick to do so. But what Donald Trump said was absolutely right. Our country is a great peril. How do you keep doing what we're doing and expect success? All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Got another great song. Stay tuned.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The Monday edition is flying by, everybody, which is good because it's Monday. It's still Monday. But we're here. We're glad that you are there. And we have so much more to tell you about and talk about, think about, and solve the world's problems here this morning on the program. That's okay. Just little old me, and we'll solve it. And so don't worry. Well, you know, we can't do worse than the Biden administration. I think that may just be a given. All right, folks, time for our weather report here in just a moment. First, of course, we've got another great song. It is Country Music Monday, and you know what? It's been raining here over the weekend in Southern California. Made me think, and by the way, if you're along the West Coast and up in Northern and Central California, looks like we're going to have one of these folks. So I think this is really apropos. Eddie Rabbit. I love a rainy night.
I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. Such a beautiful sight. I love to feel rain on my face. Taste the rain on my lips. In the moonlight shadow. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. But I love a rainy night. But I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I
I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, it's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. But the song you miss is part of mine, but the smile on my face every time. Cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Shall we fall on my head? Shall we wait? I'll wake up to a sunny day, cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love.
All right, I love this song. Yeah, I do like this song very, very much. I remember when it was a big hit, and that, of course, is the late, great Eddie Rabbit. And Eddie Rabbit came on the scene back there in the, as I recall, around the early 1980s, if not right around 1980, at least when I sort of became aware of him. But definitely Driving My Life Away, I Love a Rainy Night. Other songs that he had, of course, are amazing. But Eddie Rabbit evidently succumbing to lung cancer back in 1998. He was 56 years old, folks. Way, way, way too young to have to go. But I'll tell you, though, it's really something when the songs that you have, the songs you made, they really do live on. And his songs were always very uplifting and certainly this one as well. Catchy is, you know what, and definitely it's good to remember. It's fun to remember Eddie Rabbit here on the program this morning. We're glad to do so. Okay, well, folks, once again, we'll take a look at some of the precipitation that's going on right now. Certainly now the rain looks like it's a little bit north of Houston, but it's definitely up in Huntsville, definitely in Nacogdoches, Texas. By the way, I've been to Nacogdoches before, and up towards Waco as well. We've got all kinds of rain heading in that area. San Antonio, rain, rain, rain. Corpus Christi, you've got all kinds of rain. And then down towards the border with Mexico, Nuevo Laredo, that area, you've got all kinds of rain happening right there. And then snow up through parts of eastern Oklahoma, through western Arkansas, and basically covering most of the state of Missouri this morning, up towards Davenport, Iowa. We've got snow going on there. Then we've got all kinds of rain up in the Pacific Northwest through Seattle. Listener Joan, hope she's got the hatches battened down there. It's going to go all the way down to Portland, down Interstate 5. Looks like you get a little break from that, but it's going to be snow extending eastward from Portland over towards Yakima. Looks like Walla Walla. Looks like they've got snow right now, at least on the radar map. So do be aware of that. Be careful. We've got all kinds of rain through central and northern California. It's just almost all over the place. So definitely be aware of that. You could have some snow, of course, coming out of Reno over to the California side down I-80. Looks like you've got snow in that area. But rain mixed with snow, whatever it is, Donner Pass is certainly going to be something you're going to want to be careful with if you head that way. So definitely be careful there. Be aware of that. The rain continues on down through Central California, Merced, down towards Fresno. This is along California 99 and Interstate 5. But clear moving down into Southern California, except for starting to creep down from north of L.A. through San Luis Obispo. And then in Southern California later tonight. And all day Monday, it looks like we're going to have some rain. Whether or not it's going to make its way over to our friends in Las Vegas, we'll keep our eye on, our eye out, I should say, and we'll let you know. All right, well, folks, it's time to say good morning to our good friend, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. All right, well, I'll tell you what. tell you what, obviously there was some breaking news in the campaign on Sunday, so I know everybody's waiting to hear your take on Ron DeSantis. Now, of course, you've said in the past you wanted him to stay governor. Well, he's staying governor for at least a while.
I am happy that he has dropped out. I think it was a very prudent decision. And I think once he saw, you know, I think he did well in Iowa, but it's a very different voter, as I've mentioned, in South Carolina and in New Hampshire. And I think once that the campaign and the political action committee that was supporting him, which is actually known as Ken Cuccinelli, by the way, the handwriting was on the wall. So, and it's also, I think, kind of crappy that all of these people came in and supported Trump only after they saw the results of Iowa. As I've mentioned, only 14% of the voters that qualified to be in the caucus in Iowa, 14%. Mm-hmm. And of that 14%, Trump got 51%. So a very small number of people in Iowa determined who our nominee is. Now, does that tell you anything? Not that I'm against Trump. I'm not. I mean, it could have been, you know, anybody. But there's something very wrong with that process.
Well,
51% of 14% is not a way to determine a nominee, right?
Well, but of course, these other candidates certainly seem to think that it's an overwhelming mountain to climb in terms of the support that Trump has. Do you think they're looking
Correct.
At other polls as well? I mean, taking the whole thing.
Well, they only threw their support behind Trump because they decided they want to be on the side of the winner.
Well, agreed. Yeah. Well, and that's politics too. And
precisely.
Yeah, because I was just mentioning before you came on that this was the fastest burying of the hatchet, maybe in American politics.
Well, understand something too. That was one of the stipulations by the Republican National Committee that you had to sign a pledge that you would support the nominee. So, for the fact that DeSantis says that he would support Trump. Says that he's going to be the nominee. It's not a surprise that he threw support to Trump. That was the pledge that they were all to sign.
Right.
And he held to his word.
Well, indeed. Indeed he did. I'll tell you what, Denise, stay right there. We're going to hit the top of the hour news. When we come back, folks, more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. 949-822-7959. We'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of next hour. And thank you, William and Denver, for your message. Glad to know that you're listening. And, folks, we are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. It is Monday, but we're making it a good Monday. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.